Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain trade was mixed today, but mostly in the red. Corn down 9 cents, closed under pressure here, and about 11 cents off of contract highs for the day. We're right at that moving average, 50-day moving average in March. It was 396 and a quarter. The moving average is 394, but we're below 4 and above the moving average, so we're at a critical point here in terms of long-term indications on price direction. Soybeans unchanged to finish the day. After the last 2 days of big swing, we were up about 50 cents in the past 2 days, near the highest level we have seen in the past 2.5 months, going all the way back to the end of October. That 1060 level has seemed to be kind of a good indicator of resistance. We did not penetrate that for March. We went up to 1061 and then back down to close unchanged at 55 3/4. And then wheat futures continued to slide, with July at $6.24, down 13 cents on the day. And some talk of a head and shoulders pattern being formed in the July Kansas City wheat, and this would be the neckline where it should show support. And last but not least, cotton futures 60.35 in March, up 15.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The trade is really watching the ethanol production. It's down this week, and ethanol stocks are higher. With oil and gas prices following to 5-year lows, the impact on ethanol is yet to be determined, but we have noticed that profit margins have gotten tighter over the past 2 weeks. We're down to about 50 cents a bushel in Iowa prices. Next Monday, we will have the USDA Big Four January 12th report. The first part will be the winter wheat plantings, looking for 42.56 million acres total. That's up from last year's 42.4. Hard red winter wheat, 31.02 million acres. That's also up from last year by about 600,000 acres. Soft winter wheat, 8.04 million acres, and that's down. Corn, soy production, expected to be higher than last year, but lower than last month at 14.35 billion bushels for corn, with an average yield of 173.3. That's right in line with where we were last time. For soybeans, 3.956 billion bushels. That's about the same as last month, and yields about the same. So no real big changes accepted on the soybeans. And then quarterly stocks and world supply and demand will be updated.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 12 at 165.90, April down 27 at 164.72, March feeder cattle down 55 at 220.32, April down 70 at 220.15, February lean hogs up 75 at 79.32, and April up 52 at 81.87. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 11 and a quarter at 620, May down 11 and three quarters at 623 and a half. March Chicago wheat down 12 and a quarter at 579 and a half. March corn down 8 and three quarters at 396 and a quarter. May down 8 and three quarters at 404 and three quarters. January soybeans up 1 and three quarters at 1052 and three quarters. March up a half at 1056 and a quarter. March cotton 23 higher at 6043 and May up 15 at 6091. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.